Just that they were representing the Duncans. That's how they put it. I'm sorry I told them about Dorothy. She did okay, Reacher said. Don't worry about it. She's had bigger troubles in her life. I know. You think the Duncans killed her, Kit? I would like to. It would fit with what we think we know about them. But there was no evidence. Absolutely, none at all. And it was a very thorough investigation. Lots of different agencies, very professional. I doubt if they missed anything. So it was just a coincidence. It must have been. Reacher said nothing. Vincent asked, "What are you going to do now?" "A couple of things," Reacher said. "Maybe three. Then I'm out of here. I'm going to Virginia." He walked back out to the lot and climbed into the pickup truck. He fired it up and took off, out to the road toward the doctor's house. Chapter 23. Mahmani's two tough guys arrived in Safir's Las Vegas office about an hour after Safir's own two tough guys had left it. Mahmani's men were not physically impressive. No straining shirt collars, no bulging muscles. They were small and wiry, dark and dead-eyed, rumpled, and not very clean. Safir was Lebanese, and he knew plenty of Iranians. Most of them were the nicest people in the world, especially when they lived somewhere else. But some of them were the worst. These two had brought nothing with them. No bags, no tools, no equipment. They didn't need any. Safir knew they would have guns under their arms and knives in their pockets. It was the knives he was worried about. Guns were fast. Knives were slow. And these two Iranians could be very slow with knives, and very inventive. Safir knew that for a fact. He had seen one of their victims out in the desert. A little decomposed. But even so, the cops had taken longer than they should even to determine the sex of the corpse. Which was no surprise. There had been no external evidence of gender. None at all. Safir dialed his phone. Three rings, and one of his guys answered six blocks away. Safir said, "Give me a progress report." His guy said, "It's all messed up." "Evidently, but I need more than that." "Okay, it turns out Rossi's contacts are a bunch of Nebraska people called Duncan. They're all in an uproar over some guy poking around. Nothing to do with anything, probably, but Rossi thinks the Duncans are going to stall until the guy is down, to save face, because they've been claiming the guy is the cause of the delay, which Rossi thinks is most likely bullshit. But the whole thing has gone completely circular. Rossi thinks nothing is going to happen now until the guy is captured. He's got boys up there working on it." "How hard?" "As hard as they can, I guess. Tell Rossi to tell them to work harder. Much, much harder. And make sure he knows I'm serious, okay? Tell him I've got people in my office, too, and if I'm going to get hurt over this, then he's going to get hurt first. And twice as bad." Reacher remembered the way to the doctor's house from the night before. In daylight, the roads looked different, more open, less secret, more exposed. They were just narrow ribbons of blacktop, built up a little higher than the surrounding dirt, unprotected by hedgerows, unshaded by trees. The morning mist had risen up, and was now a layer of low cloud at about 500 feet. The whole sky was like a flat-lit panel, casting baleful illumination everywhere. No glare, no shadows. But Reacher arrived okay. The plain ranch house, the couple of flat acres, the post and rail fence. In the daylight, the house looked raw and new. There was a satellite dish on the roof. There were no cars in the driveway. No dark blue Chevrolet. No neighbors, either. The nearest house might have been a mile away. On three sides, there was nothing beyond the doctor's fence except dirt, tired and hibernating, waiting for plowing and seeding in the spring. On the fourth side was the road, and then more dirt, flat and featureless all the way to the horizon. The doctor and his wife were not gardeners. That was clear. Their lot was all grass, from the base of the fence posts to the foundation of the house. No bushes, no evergreens, no flower beds. Reacher parked on the driveway and walked to the door. It had a spy hole, a little glass lens like a fat drop of water, common in a city, unusual in a rural area. He rang the bell. There was a long delay. He guessed he wasn't the first visitor of the day, more likely the third. Hence the reluctance on the part of the doctor and his wife to open up. But open up they did, eventually. The spy hole darkened, and then lightened again, and the door swung back slowly, and Reacher saw the woman he had met the night before, standing there in the hallway, looking a little surprised, but plenty relieved.
"You,"
she said. "Yes, me. Not them."
"Thank God."
"When were they here?"
"This morning."
"What happened?" The woman didn't answer. She just stepped back, a mute invitation. Reacher stepped in and walked down the hallway and found out pretty much what had happened when he came face to face with the doctor. The guy was a little damaged, in much the same way that Victor was over at the motel. Bruising around the eyes, swellings, blood in the nostrils, splits in the lips. Loose teeth, too, probably, judging by the way the guy was pursing his mouth and moving his tongue, as if he was pressing them home, or counting how many were left. 4 blows, Reacher figured, each one hard but subtly different in placement. Expert blows. Reacher asked, "Do you know who they are?" The doctor said,
"No, they're not from around here."
His words were thick and indistinct and hard to decipher. Loose teeth, split lips, and a hangover, presumably.
"They said they were representing the Duncans,
not working for them, so they're not hired hands.
We don't know who they are or what their connection is."
"What did they want?"
"You, of course."
Reacher said, "I'm very sorry for your trouble." The doctor said,
"It is what it is."
Reacher turned back to the doctor's wife. "Are you okay?" She said,
"They didn't hit me."
"But?"
"I don't want to talk about it. Why are you here?"
"I need medical treatment," Reacher said.
"What kind?"
"I got scratched by thorns. I want to get the cuts cleaned."